I have an email that you're going to want to see later in this episode that will give us all 100% proof that these buildings are much older than we're told, and that the millions of people that are researching this topic of the old world are not wrong. I've been looking into Pasadena for a few years now and saw that they have the Rose Bowl Stadium. It was built in 1922, and I started to zoom out on it on Google Earth and saw that there is a huge golf course right next to the stadium. Now, there's a lot of evidence circulating that there are specific golf courses and hotels around the world that are covering the old world's remains. I wouldn't be shocked at all if this area was all old world buildings and completely wiped out and buried. And we now have a golf course sitting on this strange cutout land. The reason I say that is because there are so many old world buildings around this area, and the overall shape of this golf course looks so odd, as if they needed to cover something massive. Both the Rose Bowl Stadium and the Brookside Golf Course are owned by the city of Pasadena. This golf course was built in 1928, and the Rose Bowl was built in 1922. So within 6 years, this area of land was covered up. Now, let's begin to show why I'm suspicious of this area. The city of Pasadena is filled with old world buildings, but what could have been here is what I will never stop thinking about. If they allowed this city hall to survive, what could have been here in this location of this massive golf course? Now, let's check out the city hall. When I walked up to it, I couldn't believe how big it was. We have pillars hundreds of feet in the air. They tell us that this was completed in 1927 with a population of about 40,000 people. It's time to construct a massive city hall. One that we definitely don't construct today, but 100 years ago, this was of course standard procedure to make buildings that blow your mind. Now, I'm not even going to hold back what we're doing today. Right across the street, probably 30 feet away, we have the All Saints Church. And this thing is what gives all of this away from me, that these buildings are much older than they tell us. This church was founded in 1882 with a population of around 4,000 people in Pasadena, and half of them being children. They were able to construct this. And it just so happens that the city hall is 30 feet away, right in the backyard. Then we can go right over to the Library of Pasadena, where they have some of the most incredible stonework right on the front wall of the entrance. Why is there ancient architecture in Southern California? And why were they building massive public libraries like this in 1882, the exact same year that the All Saints Church was founded in? I'm saying founded, but at this point in the research, it was found and repurposed. I just want to clear that up really quick. So we have, let's say, around 1,000 people living here in Pasadena that are able to actually work and construct buildings. How many of them are trained to construct like this? Probably zero. But does that matter to the mainstream narrative? Of course not. So I say around 1,000 people because we have like 4,000 people living here in 1882. Half of them are children. So that brings it down to a 2,000. Then there are people 65 and older. Not saying they can't do it, I'm just saying they may not want to get up on the roof in the 1800s. So we're sitting at around 1,000 people that could have been eligible to possibly construct this thing in this town. 4,000 people do not need this. So that gives it away right there. But let's continue and drive it home even further. Remember, we are told that they were building multiple structures in 1882, and we have proved this. So did 500 of them work on one building and 500 of them worked on the other building? And were they all the most incredible construction workers of all time? Is it possible that this is an old world library that was found on December 26th in 1882? Is that possible? I believe it was found. Can we stop for a second and just look at what we're being told? They aren't even giving us construction dates. This isn't 600 years ago. So there isn't any excuse for this. They're just saying they found this building in 1882. Not construction began on this date and ended on this date. None of that. This isn't the only building in the world right here that this has happened to either. We have proven this over and over and over. And if I told you that my house was found in 1882, would you believe me? No, of course not. And you shouldn't. You should always ask questions. You should ask, where did I get the materials? Which construction company did I use? How long did it take me to get the permits? Did you use the taxpayers' money to build it? How many horses did I use to move all these materials? And from where? And why did I need a house that has 18 bedrooms when you're the only one living in the house? Which construction company was making these incredible buildings at the same time? Who trained these workers? Which school did they go to? If you aren't asking these questions, then you're not going to find any answers. And at this point, if they tell us a fake story, we're going to figure it out. And I guarantee it. Should we get back to the proof? This church didn't start on fire or anything, did it? They wouldn't give it all away with a fire story, would they? If you've been here before and seen my previous episodes, here we go. The All Saints Episcopal Church, located in Pasadena, California, has a parish hall. This parish hall suffered extensive damage during two separate fires in the exact same year of 1976. Two fires in the same year? Yeah. This is normal. No, it isn't. A clear attempt to destroy the previous civilization's construction. Clearly failing. But the fire addition to the story is key. Whether it happened or not, in this case, I would say that it did. But again, it is a fire story. The fire gives it away. When they say that a fire happened 100 years ago, I'm a little skeptical if it actually happened. And that they just throw that in there as code. That this is a building from the past. As for a fire that happened relatively recent, I would say it's also code, but an attempt to destroy the actual building and collect the insurance check. It's better than hiring a bulldozer or a wrecking ball, and then no one ever questions it ever again. They can say that it was a faulty electrical switch, and that's the end of the old world building. Now back over to the Pasadena City Hall. So this place was supposedly cracking and needs to be fixed up in 2004. So they had a group come in and fix it up a little to protect it from earthquakes, which is great. But can we just stop and think for a second? The city hall has been here for a long time. In my opinion, hundreds of years. California has earthquakes all the time. The building was doing just fine for decades, if not centuries. Did it really need a repair? Or did they want to get rid of something? Now here, this group did the repairs. And they get an award, a golden ticket. Do you normally get golden tickets for renovating a random building from 1927? I think we all know deep down that this thing wasn't really built in 1927. We all know this thing has a deeper history, and you can feel it just by looking at it. And that's why our research is so important. We know that it has a deeper history, and we are taking it a step further. We're investigating and proving that these buildings are from a past civilization that was extremely powerful in every country, with technology that clearly surpasses what we are capable of today. We're giving these buildings the recognition that they deserve. We don't just walk past these buildings. So they tell us that this city hall was designed by Bakewell and Brown. And if we click on this group, it'll for sure give us a few other buildings that are from the old world. They always use a group like this to explain away like 5 or 10 old world buildings. Here we have the San Francisco City Hall, completed in 1916, of course. Very simple construction in 1916. Just draw it up on a piece of paper in the early 1900s and it'll be right over here forever. Unlike anything we ever do today. This had to have taken 20 to 30 years to build, especially in a time where people were using basic tools that we would laugh at today. What? Wait, this only took 3 years to complete from start to finish? Starting in 1913 and finished right up 3 years later in 1916. This is amazing stuff, especially when he had two other projects going on at the same exact time. This is insane. I think if I went back to college history class today, it would be comedy hour. Did they think we were never going to find this information? Are you all ready to have some fun? The emails that I mentioned earlier, there are two. The first one is awesome. The second one should open some eyes. Here we go. So I couldn't find any information on these two buildings on the internet, the First Church of Christ Science and the First United Methodist Church of Pasadena. So I emailed them both directly, and what they replied back to me blew my mind. We will start with the email that I sent to the First Church of Christ Science. I asked three questions to both places. First, I wanted to know the years of construction. The second question was, which construction company did they use? And the third question I had was, who was the architect? Basic questions for an incredible construction process that was supposedly not that long ago. Are you ready for their answers? This incredible church was constructed in 1 year, from 1909 to 1910. By the incredible Engstrom Construction Company. The architect was Franklin Burnham. It was built in a single concrete pour. Are you kidding me? Even the individual who messaged me back was surprised, as they replied, quite the feat in 1910. They even sent us a construction photo. The only problem with the construction photo is that it was already constructed and completed. Kind of a major issue for a construction photo. but I do appreciate them trying. After thousands of hours of research and everything that has been shared with me over the years, this thing was already there. Nobody in 1909 or 1910 built this thing. Now let's go to the second email I sent. And this one was sent over to the First United Methodist Church of Pasadena. And remember, these buildings are all in Pasadena, California. They're not thousands of miles away from each other. They're all right next to each other on the same exact block. I gave them the exact three questions. And this one justified everything I've ever said throughout all of my episodes. Are you ready? They replied that this building was also built in 1 year, from 1923 to 1924. They do give us an architect of Thomas Barber. And here it is, and I quote, "I am uncertain which construction company built the church. The church itself doesn't know who built it. They don't know how it got here. This is as clear as it gets, that these buildings are from the old world. I am uncertain who built this 99 years ago. This is not 400 years ago. I believe that we have just found the possibly the biggest bombshell exposure on this topic so far, or at least right up there. The church has no idea who built their own building. This is incredible stuff. Groundbreaking, to say the least. This is no longer some crazy theory. This is hard proof that we are correct. This is legitimate evidence that these places are built by a past civilization. I believe that these other construction companies and architects that we are given are characters. They're make-believe. They're front people for a much deeper and much more incredible historical story. A hidden past, possibly our hidden past, one that we deserve to know about since this is our home. We live here and we deserve to know the truth about where we are and what has happened here before us. This trip to Pasadena was incredible. I loved walking around checking out all these buildings. It's one thing to see them on Google Earth, but standing there in front of them is just incredible. You honestly can feel a cool energy just standing there next to these places. Even the people that I brought with me said the same thing. The perfection that they used to build with is something that gives us insight to the past civilization and what they could have been capable of. I think that they had incredible natural healing powers. They cared about their buildings, their communities, their people. Something that we haven't been given in our lifetimes. In my opinion, this is all changing in a positive way for us. We are taking back this knowledge, learning about these kinds of things, sharing valuable information again with each other, with a click of a button, all over the world. Something that we haven't been able to do for decades. Until now. Here we have an ancient carving. And remember, in my opinion, we have had all this technology and much more in the past civilizations. This individual is shown wearing what is clearly a watch. And what I find very interesting is that I've seen this type of symbol many times before on nearly every cathedral all over the world. I know I've seen many people say that these are some sort of incredible energy or frequency vibration sharing technology, which is very possible. And there's a lot of proof showing that this is most likely the case. They are strange for sure. They are not just windows. But is it possible that they were also clocks? Is it possible that they told the time and the seasons and possibly more? Do they still do this? And we just don't understand how to read them. I said, don't be shocked if you revisit Budapest and see what else they have just sitting out here for everyone to see. We talked about their chocolate museum, and now I'd like to talk about their coffee shop, the Budapest New York Cafe. And before I begin, have any of us ever seen a building like this coffee shop actually be constructed? Any of us, anywhere? Or do any of our towns have any plans to build a coffee shop just like this, or anywhere close? Why were all these buildings built before we all got here? And now there is not one in the entire world being built again. And was it so common that they built buildings like this one that they could just hand it over to a coffee shop? Yeah, you know what? We don't need this one anymore. Anyone want to just run their coffee shop in there? Great, here you go. So, of course, they tell us that a life insurance company was responsible for constructing this place in 1894. And here we have some normal, very simple construction, especially in the 1800s. Any one of those 1800 people would normally knock this type of construction out in just a few weeks. Even during the Great Depression, they used local prisoners. Or just tell the architect to just go build it himself, like they normally do. It's just ridiculous. The detail on this place is incredible. Now we have a depiction of this place from 125 years ago. Just look at this. Horses and wagons. People just roaming these dirt streets. These buildings were already here. These people, in these pictures, are the first people They have no idea what's going on here. They were just put here. They did not construct these buildings. How can they be so technologically advanced, but they have dirt roads? Would the roads not be the first step in the construction process? These people have no idea what's going on here at all. They were tossed into this town and said, "Get to work in my coffee shop." This is from The Past Civilization. Now, let's dive into this insane narrative. Not only are they saying that they built this place in the 1800s, they're also telling us that they built this place in just 4 years. This kind of nonsense does not work anymore. This is absolutely insane. We are fully understanding that it would take longer than 4 years to construct this today. How is it possible that in the 1800s they can just put these together all over the block in 4 years? Not just this building, but all of them. Take a look at these people again and prove to me that they were capable of constructing this. They are the ones telling us that it took 4 years in the 1800s with not a single photo of the construction process. We no longer need to just accept that. And I'm not sure why anyone ever did. But here we are asking questions finally and waking up to the nonsense. 4 years to build a coffee shop that looks more impressive than anything we've ever seen constructed in our lifetimes. Where did this technology go? Who really built this place? And for why? It surely wasn't a coffee shop. In my opinion, there was a previous civilization, a much more advanced civilization, that either left here for more land that we are unaware of, or they were wiped off the face of the earth completely. And world's fairs were used to repopulate the cities. And here, we are given ridiculous narratives to explain why coffee shops look like palaces in the 1800s. Just throwing pillars up there on the third story with ease in the 1800s, with no roads. We have horses and wagons in these pictures. Are these random people and this random horse and wagon photoshopped into this picture to make it look like there were people? It looks empty other than those fake people and fake horse. I could look at this building all day. 4 years to construct something that lasts forever. Now remember, we have talked about this town before. It's one thing to say that this is the only thing here in Budapest. The problem is that the entire city is covered in these unbelievable buildings, and they have no idea what to do with them. Like we talked about in episode 30, the Parliament building has almost 700 rooms, and they use like 5 of them. They have a chocolate museum right across the street that's so incredible it looks like it's CGI. Their library as well. Now we add a coffee shop to the equation. Oh, and did we all catch it earlier, or did we miss it? The main door is guarded by 2 devil statues holding lanterns. And to me, just from looking at the building myself, do I see 2 or do I see 4? They look chained up. Are they even devils or are they people? Are they showing us the past civilization chained up and suffering right on the building? And which construction company was this good in 1894? I believe the end is near for the times where people walk right past these buildings just completely unaware of what is right next to them, realizing that there was a past civilization that constructed these buildings and they stand the test of time. Also very interesting and kind of a side note and something to think about, that every statue from the past civilization shows humans that are just shredded with muscle everywhere. Are we being fed things that hold us down mentally and physically on purpose? Are our bodies naturally in perfect shape with perfect muscle? Is that the way we were created? And the system that we're in destroys it on purpose? I 100% believe so. I've never seen a statue on one of these places that isn't in perfect shape. Do you think that every artist in the world just wanted to sculpt a perfect looking person? Maybe. But if not, everyone looked like that. Why wouldn't a few statues be in average shape? Every single one of them all over the world has a shredded 8-pack with massive biceps, like they'd be training to play in the NFL for 10 years, or a bodybuilder. Instead, they look depressed on this building and chained up, all 4 of them. So we have this coffee shop that will be there forever that was supposedly built in 4 years. Oh wait, we aren't done with it? What is this? There's more? Oh, there's more. We have the controllers sitting above the people, of course. The big picture here right on the front of the coffee shop. Controllers sitting above the people, all happy, looking much smaller and not as in shape as us, and keeping us down, chained up and miserable, controlling us with fake stories. And once we all realize the fake stories, their chains will come off and the depression, the miserable lifestyle goes away immediately. And this is very important to understand. It's not just about buildings. It's about learning the truth and understanding that we are incredibly special. We are incredibly intelligent once we lift the veil. But as long as we allow these 2 individuals to fool us, we will be chained and depressed. This city is just incredible. The whole thing is much older than we're told, And does it surprise you that we have this right down the road? St. Stephen's Basilica. They say this thing was built in 1890, which is a complete joke. We did not build this in 1890, but let's continue. And do we have proof of this? Here we go. It's not a fire, thankfully, this time, but a supposed demolition in 1868. It collapsed, so they say, and had to draw up a new one, of course, because that was easy in 1868. Finished the demolition work in 1875 and finished the rest of it in 1890. Oh, what do you know? This fake architect is dead a year later. Who believes this nonsense? Oh, you gotta be kidding me. There's not another fire, is there? What did we just find? In 1947, the wooden structure catches on fire during the repair work on the roof. The fire story is the nod to the hidden group that this is a building from the old world. It's the key to it all. It's in nearly every old world building. There is always a fire story. Another fire story. Can you believe it? It is so repetitive and right in our faces. I'm just going to be honest with you. When I find that there's another fire while researching these buildings, it blows my mind more and more every time, because it is the key to understanding the narrative and understanding that these buildings are from the old world. It is 100% a symbol. In my opinion, there was never a fire here in this building. If there was, that also wouldn't shock me. But from what I've seen, many times there is no record of a fire ever being there. They simply throw it in the narrative to tell their group which building is which. As for the fires in today's time, they are an easy way to destroy a building and the old world without placing blame on anybody. They then collect the insurance money instead of hiring a demolition company. Just randomly catching fire in 1947 during some repair work. Incredible. I'll be revisiting Budapest again in the future. We still have a lot more to talk about here, including the Museum of Illusions, Heroes Square, Museum of Fine Arts, and this place. In Sweden, there's a building that is named the Oscarian Opera in Operan. And just as a reminder, and to shine some perspective on this, remember that we have the Kleczynski Federal Building in Chicago, and they got to use power tools. They had proper construction training, and we were all here to see it. And that took us 14 years to build. So now let's go back to this opera house in Sweden. Apparently, there was an opera house before this one, which is absolutely insane. And this is the original opera house. But I'm just gonna go with it so we can destroy this narrative. This is where we're told, for the first opera house, that Sweden finally had their own opera singer because they found a music academy. So Sweden figured out what music was, and now they need a place to show it off. And here is where things get very interesting. At some point in 1775, construction began. While living in huts and without a power tool in sight, the Royal Swedish Opera was completed less than 7 years later. They supposedly knocked this thing out twice as fast as our civilization took to build this pathetic box. And their way of transportation was a donkey. I thought that we were evolving and advancing. So let's continue. We are given Axel Johan Anderberg as the architect who designed this palace and constructed it all by himself, which is a total joke that they never mention that anyone ever helped these incredible master drawing characters that we, for some strange reason, can't reproduce today. So to show you all what's going on here, I'm gonna make this very simple. Since they make us bounce around from page to page to get this information, we are being told that Axel, the architect of the current opera house that somehow replaced the original 1782 opera house, where we of course don't have any pictures of, and in my opinion is the same building, was selected because he was the only person in the world that could get this job done. Oh, wait, what is this? There were so many people that could get this job done that Axel Anderberg had to win a contest against all of the other 1700s master builders of Sweden? Can you believe this? Another contest winner with the architecture of the gods flowing through his veins. I would love to see where this guy lived. I'm sure it was a shed or a hut, since this is what we were told about the 1700s and 1800s, not palaces and massive opera houses that last forever. So the first opera house is done in 7 years. No pictures of that one. and they demolished it. Because it was very easy back in the 1700s, for some reason, to get this type of building constructed again. And even better than the first one. So they did it in their spare time, of course. So how long does this one take to get Opera House number 2 done? Well, let's check out their website, where they tell us a major key as to why I believe that this is the same building. They did not knock any building down. They didn't build 2 opera houses. This is the only one. The first one took almost 7 years to build. How long do you think the second one took to build? If you guessed the exact same amount of time, almost 7 years, well, you're the winner. Okay, so I have a few more things to say about this opera house before we move on. Because, of course, we can't leave out the fire story that we have heard so many times and are the nod that these buildings are from the past civilization. During the years where the first opera house, which in my opinion is the exact same opera house, but during the years where the first one was being destroyed and the new one was being built, the Swedish National Theater that was being used burned down in a fire. And one more thing to really drive this thing home for everyone. This so-called new opera house underwent a renovation. They say that it was nearly impossible to make out the subjects of the artwork in the stairwell inside the building because of all the smoke from the outside of the building, from the city, accumulated in just 91 years. So 91 years, and you can't even tell what the paintings were on the inside because of the smoke from the city on the outside. What are they even talking about here? This is a clear cover-up that this was the original building. This is Opera House number 1, and those paintings were from the previous civilization. How much clearer could this get? And of course, they were restored to the exact same condition it was in the inaugural ceremony. Yeah, sure it was. Let me know what you think about that one. You all know what I think about that. Let's stay here in Sweden for now and take a look at the Riddarholmen Church, where we are told that we have located one of the oldest buildings in Stockholm. So this should be fun. And after what I just found, you'll all enjoy this one. Knowing what we know here that any construction project going on before the 1800s that looks like this is basically a laughing matter. We know from the AI ChatGPT what kind of manpower and what requirements would be necessary for something like this to actually take place and be constructed, and then go on to last forever, unlike anything we've ever constructed today, 200 plus years later. So 1800s is a stretch. 1700s, basically forget about it. It becomes nearly impossible, based on what the mainstream history tells us, that they rode on horses and suffered in the winters. Pulling granite, stone, brick, and the rest through muddy roads would be insane. Then each horse needs 10 gallons of water per day. So you'll have all of these things that the mainstream narrative blatantly ignores all over the world, every single time. They tell us that this church was constructed in the year 1300, over 700 years ago, before Sweden ever even wrote their first book, which happened 183 years after this building was constructed. It is so backwards, it's unbelievable. How can anyone look at this stuff anymore and say, yeah, that all adds up? It 100% does not add up. It's logistically impossible. It isn't realistic. This is their website. They literally just say it was completed around the year 1300. Could have been. It might be. But who knows? Now, we all know that this is a lie. They're making up a random date, and people just believed it for years, until now. So they say that 725 years ago, they're over in Sweden knocking this thing out. With perfection, of course. Now, I've emailed the old Treasury building on Spring Street in Melbourne, Australia, and what they emailed me back should get anyone thinking. I asked them a basic question, something that they should be able to provide, since the camera was invented in 1816. And they tell us that this building was constructed in less than 4 years, from 1858 to 1862. Now, the question I asked them was, do you have any construction photos? They replied saying that there's a couple photos attached. Unfortunately, these are the only ones that we have from the construction. Now let's take a look at these photos for a second. There are some very strange things going on here. First of all, this building is not being constructed. It's clearly constructed. And I put an arrow in this photo, pointing at the right side of the building. because it's clearly being dug out of the dirt. This is not the way anyone would ever construct a building today, or ever. And I want to make this point very clear. So I sent the photo back to them with the arrow in there and said, just looking at the photo you sent over, was it originally built with the dirt covering that right side of the building? A reply that should shock anyone and at least begin to show anyone in the world that there is something seriously wrong with the history that we have been told. They replied saying that it was originally built with the dirt covering the right side of the building. Due to the rise and the fall of the land, the building is submerged. The rise and the fall of the land? I'm sorry, what? The south and east sides are fully exposed. So what we call the basement, the lowest level, is technically on ground level. In other words, they had to dig this thing out of the dirt. What we call the ground floor is elevated above the street level. So from one side, it looks like we have three floors. And from the other side, it looks like we have four floors. I'm sorry, but this is insane. Take a look at this photo that they sent over again. There is clearly a digging process going on here. They are removing this building from the mud flood, in my opinion. And they admit it without even knowing it. The way that the building sits today is exactly how you would construct it. You would build a foundation and then construct the building. You wouldn't build the building into the dirt. And I'd be willing to bet, after all of my research, that this building has a few more basements under the ground that we just aren't being told about. And before we go on, I've been wanting to show everyone this photo for a while. This is Mont Saint-Michel in France. This photo was taken in 1925. Now, on the ground, you can see there is a railroad track in the dirt. Railroad tracks need to be screwed into wood. If they were constructed in our timeline, just like this picture, you can see the wood because we constructed it. Now, the train was basically brand new to the world at this point, so we should be able to see the wood planks in this photo. They are completely covered up by the dirt. The only thing sticking out is the railroad tracks from, in my opinion, the previous civilization. And we are reusing their technology. This entire area was dug out of the dirt. You can see where the previous ground level was, here off to the right-hand side. This is an incredible structure. Very clearly a place that was built by the previous civilization. Considering Paris City Vision lets us know that this was built before cowboys and Indians. In fact, they tell us that it was built over 1,100 years before cowboys and Indians. In the year 708, very casually knocking this one out in the year 708. Any year would have worked, honestly. 706, 707 would have also been a winning number. Anything goes if you're the mainstream narrative, until now. Because we all know that this is just ridiculous and a complete lie. The logistics in building this before anyone even knew how to make paper is complete nonsense. 708, wow. Oh, and did I forget to mention that this thing is in the middle of the water? Did I leave that part out? Well, yeah, it's in the middle of the water. And we are supposed to just believe that they had a great shipping company, an architect, a financial guy that would make sure that they had this all covered in the year 708. Oh, and it of course lasts forever with zero issues and not one flaw in the construction. It's perfect, unlike anything that we have ever constructed today. How does the mainstream history make any sense at all at this point? You cannot go from this in 708 to evolving and advancing into sheds. And now we build Motel 6s. It's crazy. How can anyone ever go into a history class again without laughing? The year 708 was just a year of brilliance, I guess. Yeah, right. These buildings are from the previous civilization, and more people are realizing this every single day. And once you know, you know. You don't go back to thinking that the year 708 built massive structures on a cliff in the middle of the water with a train that just pulls right up to the front door. And I was on Google Maps just looking around and saw this city in Italy. And I went down to the street view and I saw that they have this fountain. The whole city clearly was found, repurposed, and is being used today. And as we spin this camera view around, we are going to see a griffin right above their front door. So we see the Tartaria logo all over the world. And then I was gonna show you these door frames. Look at the size of the people compared to the size of the door frame. The wood door is obviously our work. The stone frame is from the past civilization. The size of the people were at least double. Why build a door frame this big? Well, you would because the people were bigger. Today, we construct standard door frames at 96 inches for newer homes, which is 8 feet. We can all agree this man is probably 5'10", so let's say 6 feet to round it up. The existing door is double his size, let alone the entire stone frame. It's massive. It's at least 15 feet high. So I spin the camera around, and of course, they're doing construction. Because what would these buildings do without our help? And you can see this lady here. Look at how small she is in comparison to this door frame. You can see our small entrance that we have built here at the bottom. This is the door size for us. Why would a civilization that is struggling through winters, riding around on horses and wagons, go out of their way to construct a door frame that are 15 to 20 feet high when we are supposedly bigger than they were? They show us Civil War outfits where they're like half our size. Using common sense, the narrative is backwards. It's clearly lying to us. They understood construction and were very good at it. It lasts forever. And they built their door frames proportionate to their size, the exact way that we do. What an interesting city. Especially when we stay here in this city and look at the Rocca Palina, a fortress that was built in less than 3 years, like 500 years ago. How can the narrative get away with this? They can't have this technology and then go live in sheds and have cowboys and Indians too. It can't have both. Either humans knew how to build or they didn't. The whole Abe Lincoln being born in a shed thing is just nonsense. That was over 300 years after they were knocking out this fortress. In just 3 years. So in 300 years, they forget everything? Or are we evolving and advancing? Which one is it? In my opinion, these narratives are nonsense. They are lies. The dates are all over the place. Just because a building is built in a different location of the world doesn't mean the narrative gets a pass. If a cell phone is created, the whole world advances. If a plane is created, the whole world gets the plane. The USA supposedly broke away from Europe. In the process of breaking away in the 1700s, did they all forget their brain? No. This was the start of the worldwide reset, in my opinion. An event took place right before this that started our entire worldwide narrative over. And we're seeing through their nonsense now. So this fortress is insane. Here we go. They destroyed a large number of Roman medieval buildings in order to build this fort, including houses, as well as over 100 tower houses, destroying gates and churches and monasteries. And here we go for the part that shows there is much, much more to this city. And honestly, the whole world below our feet. A civilization was here before us that was incredible. It turned the former city streets of the historic city center into underground passageways, which are now open to the public. Unbelievable. So in the mid-1800s, the fortress was partially destroyed and rebuilt. But in 1860, of course, only 12 years after they supposedly built it again, it was demolished and the Kingdom of Italy took over. I'm surprised that they didn't say that it burned down in a random fire, since they love to say that stone burns down in fires, which it doesn't. So in 1932, they go down into these tunnels and destroy whatever was there that they don't want us to see, as it would ruin their narrative in a second. And they call it a restoration, when we know that restoration really means destruction. And another destruction project in 1965. And guess what? They left us a wall to look at. Incredible. So I hope this clears up more for everyone, that the history that we've been told and forced to repeat over and over, generation after generation, is a lie. And they just throw dates around, and everyone just believed it for years. It doesn't matter what date they say. Nobody was there to verify it. And stone doesn't change the way that wood does over time. So if a building, or in this case, an arch, is built 100 years ago, or 5,000 years ago, if it was built in New York, or in Italy, nobody would know the difference. So in this story, they're gonna tell us that this arch right here was built by people that were about 1,100 years away from creating paper. 2,300 years ago, we are told that this arch was made in the second half, not the first half, the second half, because they're gonna get specific now. So the second half of the 3rd century BC, which is 300 years before we started counting years the way that we do. So then they restore it in 40 BC, not 41 or 42 or 39, but exactly 40. And we fully trust that. Oh, Oh, we don't? No, we don't. Especially when they can't tell us the logistics of a building from the 1800s. There was no restoration project going on in 40 BC, 2063 years ago. And yet again, we are given a doorway that, in my opinion, was not built thousands of years ago. This is possibly only a few hundred years old and shows the size that the people really were. The arch is part of a massive set of walls, which are 30 feet tall and 9,500 feet long, covering approximately a quarter of a square mile over three hills built in the year negative 300. Yeah, right. In episode 47, we talked about the Stone Sea in St. Louis, and we discussed that they are technology. And I want to go a little deeper here and make a connection and say that, in my opinion, these are from the past civilization. They are being hidden by this cafeteria that the museum doesn't even need, since like 10 people are walking around it all day. But they clearly know the technology that these stone structures hold. I believe they recreated this technology, and I believe that the St. Louis Arch is a much bigger, possibly much more powerful recreation of this technology, being hidden behind the blinds in the basement. Where else in the world do you see these arches? And what are the odds that these are right next to each other? We have proven that they are attempting, and seems like it's successful, that they are able to extract an energy from the earth in this location. What is under the ground in this location? And what is the true meaning of the St. Louis Arch? The patterns and repetition. We are getting closer and closer to the truth. We know that one of the nods is the fire story. We have found that pattern here on this channel. And we have also found that they create characters, fake names, and that it is most likely through AI, because the repetition is overwhelmingly obvious. And we all remember from episode 47, when Henry Hobson Richardson was off building F.L. Ames Gates, memorial halls, libraries, and cottages. F.L. Ames. F.L. Ames. Well, we all know what F.L.A.M.E.S. spells. Putting the word flames right in the narrative. Putting the period after the F and the L so that we can't search it. Putting this right in our faces over and over and thinking that nobody would ever see it. Thinking that nobody would ever be locked into their code and that nobody would ever put their lies right on the table for all to see.